Hello. This is my Holy Week diary for April the 4th, 2012. This is the Wednesday in Holy Week. The Wednesday in Holy Week is also known by another name, Spy Wednesday. It's called Spy Wednesday because this is when the church remembers the friend who betrayed Jesus, Judas. Judas Iscariot. Judas sold Jesus out, gave him up to the religious authorities for a few pieces of silver. We read that story of how Judas turns Jesus in, makes it possible for the authorities to arrest Jesus. There's been plenty of speculation about why Judas would have done such a thing, what would have possibly been his motivations, and at the end of the day, all of the speculation is just that, speculation. But what I find intriguing about the story of Judas is that even on the night he is about to do the deed, he is about to pay up to the people who have paid him off. He's sitting at the table with Jesus. And Jesus receives him. And Jesus feeds him. The jury's also out on whether or not Jesus actually knew what Judas was up to. There's part of the gospel record that seems to indicate that Jesus did know, and other parts are a little more murky. And I'm not convinced that even if Jesus did know, or didn't know, it would have changed how Jesus behaved toward Judas. Jesus loved him. Judas was his student. Judas was one of the 12. Judas was his friend. When we read the story of Jesus and Judas, we have an opportunity to think about those times when we have been betrayed, when our trust was misplaced in someone and it turned out badly for us. We also have an opportunity to think about those times when we haven't been the one betrayed, but perhaps we've been the one who did the betraying. When we read the story of Jesus with his friends at the last meal with them, we see the hospitality of Jesus. Openness, trusting, loving, serving. And we are called to emulate that. Even in a culture that says, you've got to be careful. You can't put your trust in people too easily. People have to earn your trust. We've been schooled to trust no one. And Jesus schools us in how to be open and trusting. Quite an opportunity. Today is also the day when Trinity Church celebrates its 125th birthday. This is the day we commemorate the founding of this parish. And I found it interesting that the lectionary gives us this story of Judas on a day when we are really celebrating friendship. Whatever else it might be to be a part of a parish, the liturgy, the theology, the way in which a parish orders its life. At the end of the day, people don't join an organization when they join a parish. They join a community. And over the years, they look across the aisle, they look around them, in that worship space and they see people that they've laughed with, that they've cried with, that they've argued with, that they've debated with, that they've agreed with and disagreed with. Sometimes that's the same person. Other times it's the whole community. It's all represented there. The people who we take to and like easily, the people that we've learned to abide, and the people that, well, we, if we're honest, avoid. This entire diverse community, at the end of the day, is the community that we're connected with. They have become our friends. Even the ones we sometimes have difficulty being friendly with, they are still our friends. And Jesus is our role model. Gathered around the table with his friends, he said, "Take and eat, take and drink. This is my body, this is my blood." Every time we gather around the table in our room, in the building that was built in 1950, but is the continuation of a church that was started in 1887, we gather around that table not as strangers, but as friends. Have we been angry with some folks before? Have we had hard feelings? Have we had difficulties? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, the one we all serve is the one who invites us to the table. Whether we can be trusted, or maybe even if we can't. The night that Jesus was betrayed, Judas was at the table. One can only imagine what it felt like for Judas to hear Jesus say, "Greater love has no one than this, that he would lay down his life for a friend." Let us pray. Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Savior, gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon, give us grace to accept joyfully the sufferings of the present time, confident of the glory that shall be revealed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.